my best. Get stuck up in my head. What's that feeling in my chest? I never felt this pain, but I got no time to stress. If I close my eyes and pray, then I know I'll do the rest. It's getting dark, deep down in my heart. Have I lost this part? Don't break me apart. It comes and it goes, a river that flows. It's full of emotions, yeah, how we love. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach. Up, I'm Yisrael, Chai, together we are one. When I'm low, he takes me high.
a very special day today on a personal level, as it's the yard site of the Chafetz Chaim. It's the Chafetz Chaim's yard site. And I just want to share a little bit with everyone of my own personal feelings about what the Chafetz Chaim means to me and the transformation in my own life because of the Chafetz Chaim and learning the Hilchos Lashon Hara. Baruch Hashem, we've been blessed to be publicly learning the Hilchos Lashon Hara in the yeshiva for basically since the first year of the yeshiva. After Pesach, we started. After Pesach, and then it was the second year. Second year, Reb Zev, thank you, Reb Zev. One of the things that I like very much is when we say, if everyone can listen to this or hear this with their heart, is when you say no to something, in essence, you're really saying yes to something else. When a person says no to something, he's really saying yes to something else. And I think that one of the things that I just want to share about the Chafetz Chaim and my relationship with myself and my relationship with other people and with Hashem and with relationships, I could just say. Because like we know, your relationship with everybody is going to be the same relationship with everybody. And that includes Hashem. Mm-hmm. As we say this all the time, your relationship with your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your siblings, your uncle, your aunt, your cousin, your roommate, your wife, Amir Tashem, your children. Yeah, there are different nuances in our relationship. And the greatness of saying no to Lashon Hara and saying no that I will not speak about somebody else and no, I will not judge someone else. Basically, I will not be in someone else's business. Basically, I refuse to be in someone else's business. And now I just want to say parenthetically, this is not about, don't do it, you better not do it, it's not a good thing, you shouldn't do it. You know that we don't talk like that because that's very immature. It's not really a mature way of looking at things when it's guilt and you're gonna get punished and it's terrible. That's very right. You're not going to have a great relationship with your wife and your children because if you don't, you're going to get punished. You want to have a great relationship with your wife and your children. You want to have a great relationship with your friends. You want to have a good relationship with the world. I want to have a good relationship with who? With myself. And when a person begins to learn to say, I'm minding my own business. And I know that's very like colloquial, like basically like, oh, mind your own business. But in a deep way, when my focus is on me, it's ironic how the selfish person is the one who is actually looking at everybody else. It's ironic. The selfish person is the Baal Gaiva. The Baal Gaiva, the arrogant guy, is so worried about everybody else. And it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you if you're worried about everybody else. Welcome to humanity. Welcome. Ego is not a negative thing. It's part of being human. Having arrogance is part of being human. Caring what people think is part of being human. But we can rise above being human. We can rise above being that person who's focused on everybody else and what I could do. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim means to me. The Chafetz Chaim means to me a person who was so dedicated to himself. And when I don't speak about somebody else, then what I do is I live in the world of my world. It's my world. Be the change I want to see in the world. It's not him, as I've said this many, many times. When you point fingers at someone else, you have three fingers pointing at yourself. When I learn to be nicer, when I learn to judge favorably, when I learn to be more compassionate to myself, when I learn to be softer to myself, to give myself that space, to judge myself, Lekavskos. It's like if there's one thing that someone comes to this yeshiva and we get from each other, if there's one thing we get, is to be softer to ourselves, is to be nicer to ourselves. It's not to be so judgmental on myself, to forgive myself. You know, we talk about Hashem forgiving and Salah, Hashem forgiving, and we've said this many, 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 many times, is for us to learn, for me to learn, to give myself the forgiveness that I deserve, or maybe I don't even really need to ask for forgiveness, and I just think I have to ask for forgiveness because I should ask for forgiveness. You know, learn about it. You can learn about it. You can learn about it. You can learn about it. What is Rosh Hashanah about? What's Yom Kippur about? That's a great question. What is the avoda of Rosh Hashanah? What's the avoda of Yom Kippur? What's it supposed to be? I don't know. How about this? I don't know, and I want to learn about it. I want to learn what Rosh Hashanah is about. I want to study what Rosh Hashanah is about. And if something doesn't feel right, I'm giving myself that space, and I'm giving myself the ability to tune in over here. Not, why did they teach me that? Why did they tell me that? What about for myself, within myself? I want to be comfortable with Rosh Hashanah. I want to be comfortable with Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. What does Aseres Yemei Teshuvah mean? Everybody asks that question. Everyone asks that question, like, how should I feel? What is Slichas? I don't know. What is Slichas? Ask yourself that question. What is Slichas? Why are we saying Slichas? So someone might say, like, okay, I don't know. This is what I was. Don't say what you were told. Don't say what you're supposed to think, what you should think. I don't know. What is your relationship with Slichas? I don't know. Do you know anything about it? Do you know anything about Rosh Hashanah? Do you know anything? I'm not saying that in a tiny way. Like, do you know? Like, in a negative way. I don't know. So learn about it. Learn about it. Let's learn about it. Let's learn about what the tzaddikim tell us. What Rosh Hashanah is about. What Yom Kippur. What's forgiveness? What am I asking forgiveness? Do I really feel bad for what I did? What did I do? You know, people talk about, like, making that list. Making that list. Right? It's like, make that list. You're not making that list in order to show the guilt of what you've done. Maybe we have to start with understanding, like, who am I? What am I? What am I doing? What did I do? What have I done? What have I done good? What have I done that I'm not proud of myself? What is it that I'm looking for? When I'm in someone else's business, when I'm talking politics, when I'm talking about other people, when I sit around and I talk about other people, I lose the most precious thing in the world. That is time to spend with me. Time to spend with me. I'll never forget. I've said this story over many, many times. I haven't said it in a while, but I used to say it over more. When I lived, it's not there anymore, but when I lived in the five towns, so there was around where CVS is, across in the Gourmet Glot area over there, on the corner, I don't know what's there now, it might be a Cleaners. On the corner diagonal to Gourmet Glot, there was a burgers, like a burger thing across from Carlos and Gabby's over there. There was a burgers thing on the corner. I think it was Yossi's Burgers or something. You could ask some of the chevre here, could ask their parents. I remember when I was in Shar Yashiv, and I remember going in there. We used to go there to it was like a Taimani Israeli guy, get a shawarma, get a burger, whatever. I remember walking in, I'll never forget the scene. This must go back at least 20, 25 years ago. And this is right when phones were beginning to to be cell phones and people like having phones. And believe it or not, you guys still know this, but Amir Tashem, your kids probably won't know what this is. There was a guy holding, I mean, I still do it now. My kids laugh at me a little bit when I'll have an earpiece with still a wire, right? I'm from the 80s, right? So an earpiece with a wire, and the guy had it attached, right? He had a flip phone then, and he plugged it in. Chutzpah, they'd have to plug something in, right? He plugged it in, and he had it, and he's sitting there on his phone, very cool. But what was the problem? This was the problem. He was sitting there on the phone, but he was sitting across from who? His little child. And his son, right, who said oive? Right. So feel that oive. Feel that oive, Shua. Shua Hajaj. How blessed are we? Feel the scene. Feel the scene. I'm there. So beautiful. A son and a father going out to lunch, spending physical time across from each other. And what was the guy doing the whole entire time? He was on his phone. And I'm still saying over that story 20, 25 years later, how deep that was. Why was that so deep? Because it was a missed opportunity. It was a paradox. It was a paradox. It was something that's so, even as I say it over now, it's so, I'm not judging. I don't judge the person. I don't judge the situation. But I thank Hashem for that situation. Because I'm ready for this. I'm guilty of doing the same thing. Where sometimes I forget the most important relationships in my life and the most important people in my life. And sometimes I forget just to sit with somebody who I love and who I care for and I want to connect to, and I miss the opportunity to connect. Now here we go, everybody. That's father and son. That's one step removed from you and yourself. Because if you don't know how to do that to yourself, and you don't know, let me say better, sorry. To the degree that you know how to do that to yourself, you will overflow that to your wife and to your children. Because if you don't have it, you can't give it. If you don't have 10 bucks, you can't give 10 bucks. You can only give what you have. If I learn, and this is the Chavetz Chaim for me, it's not about not speaking Lashon Hara. That also is. It's not about me being in someone else's business. I have a certain amount of minutes and seconds on this planet, just like all of us here have. Rosh Hashanah is not about what you did wrong. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, is not about what you did wrong. Not speaking Lashon Hara is not so you're a good boy by not speaking Lashon Hara. It's one of the most powerful messages that I could receive in my life, and that is that my life, me, I am the most important thing in the world. And the irony is, those who believe that they are important and they're me and they're and Hashem wants me and the world wants me and the world needs me and I need myself to be myself, not at any high level. I don't need to be intrinsic value, that the world needs me. Then I could understand that the world needs you. And I could be there for you. And I could give you value. If I can't give myself value, then I can't be contagious to give that to somebody else. The Chavetz Chaim, how ironic is that the Chavetz Chaim, the little man, I don't know if I'm allowed to even say that. If anyone's ever seen the video, the power of the Chavetz Chaim for doing what? For minding his own business. for minding his own business and saying, don't talk about this one, don't talk about this one. Oh my goodness. Ophir. Ophir, come sit down. Come. And the I don't know how this works. Simcha Rabba, maybe help me out. Help me out with this, Simcha Rabba. It could be I don't have it so clear myself. Ari, help me out with this. The Olam, please help me out with this. What I'm going to say right now is that I don't want to say it like the Yetzirah, but there's something very powerful that pulls us away, from us, from our giving ourselves what we need. It's like this. It's like I always say to gaslight. We all know gaslighting, just to chazer over. Gaslighting is when I'm invalidated, let's say from somebody else, for what my experience is. And I'm supposed to have this, right? We were just talking about this before, Ari and I. We were learning about it. That I'm supposed to... Hashem is supposed to be something, and I have to fit into Hashem's world. Hashem, help me out with this. Hashem is this something that I have to fit into this world. And I think that we have to learn to fit into our own world. And Hashem will be there. Hashem is in that world. You don't have to fit into, it goes with that line. Don't push God into your children's heart. Bring them into your heart. And if Hashem is there, your child will find Hashem. Again, don't push Hashem into your child's heart. Bring your child into your heart. And if Hashem is there, he'll find Hashem. Don't push Hashem into your heart. Bring yourself into your heart, and Hashem is there, and He's there. You don't have to work for Hashem. Hashem doesn't need us to work for Him. Hashem. I don't know, Hashem. I want to be there for me. And when I'm there for me, that is where Hashem is. You know, the Kutzke Rebbe, like we said yesterday, thank you. Like we said yesterday, you know, the space, Zvi, we were talking about this. The space that I need to fill, that I'm lacking, that I have a hole. So we sometimes force Hashem to be in that space. Maybe that space is perfectly a space. And that when I stop pushing Hashem in there, I'll realize that He was there the whole time. And I don't have to realize anything. Again, I don't want to just say the letting go is a very clear, it's hard. We spoke about that yesterday. But it's the pshat is that, you know, the line in 12 steps or something, right? Letting go. You've heard this from me before. Let go and let God. Right. I'm like, it's beautiful. You don't even need to let God. Just let go. It's like, let go and then push God in. You don't have to worry about pushing God. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do the Chavetz Chaim. I think I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody to say what the Chavetz Chaim. Nesanel, Lenny's here. We have to sing Nachalat. I think for all of us, for myself included, is that I think Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Tshuva is returning. You know, they say one of the things that a person does when he does Tshuva is he goes to the mikvah. You get undressed, you're naked, you curl up, and you go into water, and they say it's a metaphor of the amniotic fluid within a mother's womb, and you're like a little baby, and it hit me that maybe the pshat is that a baby is perfect, a baby is loved by his mother and by his father, just because. And maybe that's what tshuva is. Maybe tshuva is the burden, gadol avoni minso, burden. Reb Simcha Rabba could, it's not the forum now, we'll have to wait for another time. We spoke, I wanted him to, okay, it's all min hashamayim. The burden, exile, to burden, when you're burdened, how does it work? You're holding. Anyone who's gone to therapy, specifically IFS, when you're, I'm burdened, it's so heavy, I can't hold it. You don't have to hold it. When a person does tshuva, he lets, it's like released. It like, he feels so light. But what, I didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. What, because, let me ask you guys a question. So I just go ahead and I go like, al-chein, al-chein, ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba, I do all this. And now suddenly my life has changed somewhere. Suddenly I did something so, you know, incredible and wow. So now post Yom Kippur, we're all great, and now we're all terrible, and then we're great. How does that work? What is it, a game? And I think part of it is focusing inward. Nach besad derachenu v'nach koira. Go inward. Go deep inside of yourself. Get in touch with yourself when you were 6 years old, when you were 4 years old. Who were you when you were a little kid? What were you like when you were 3 years old? Go watch videos. I remember one of the blessings I had when I was in school, in graduate school. One of the papers that I had to write was about my childhood growing up. And I remember I had to interview my mother when she was pregnant with me to understand what her stage in life she was at when she was a mother being pregnant with me and my birth and my early childhood watching films. Go watch, especially nowadays, watching film. Go watch some movies of yourself when you were a kid and connect. You know, we were speaking the other day, Simcha Rabba, you weren't here, about therapy. You want to hear the greatest therapy you could do? Sit, and watch some films of yourself when you were a little kid. Watch some, look at some pictures and look at your eyes. Look at your eyes and sit there and connect that little kid. Connect to him and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're the most beautiful being in the world, and I will always be with you. I will always be with you, and I will never forsake you. And I'm with you, and you could give me your hand now, and we could walk together, me and you. Imagine doing that. I got to go to my therapist, and we all need to do that a little bit. We need to go to somebody else to remind ourselves how beautiful we are. That's the Chavetz Chaim to me. The Chavetz Chaim to me represents, you know, and it's so ironic because what is Lashon Hara? is not looking at the beauty in someone else. What a major, simple projection. Just Aleph Bey's projection. Pashut Pshat Lashon Hara is, I see someone, and what do I see? How ugly they are. I'm so beautiful. I'm so beautiful. It has nothing to do with that guy. It has nothing to do with that person. I just want to feel that I'm so beautiful. It's all a trick because I am so beautiful and you're so beautiful. And that yid over there who looks so ugly, that yid is so beautiful. You know why? Because he or she could take out the same video and the same picture and look at themselves when they were 3 years old and 2 years old and 1 year old and a baby. And they would do the same exact thing, and they are so beautiful. Someone came to me, a younger person came to me, I don't want to give out too many details, and said they were all upset. They were all upset from school, and they said, my teacher said to me, all right, let's pause it, because I'll say who it is. Yeah, pause it for a second. I'll be a little bit more specific.